Hobbies for their clients to use year-round to protect their identity?
We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, Nick McNamara joining me in studio here as well. We're going to chat here this next segment with Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins, I understand, who is waiting patiently here on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was not here last week, so I've heard a lot about what was going on here, but what's the latest here? It looks like Tuttle Creek is receding at least a little bit here.
Well, and the nice part about it, just looked, and it looks like we're outpacing the three-day forecast a little bit. So we're at 11:29.66, and according to the three-day forecast yesterday, we should have been at like 11:29.83. So I know they're ramping the lake down a little bit. They're talking about 14,000 today, maybe 12,000 tomorrow, and 10,000 by Wednesday. And it looks like our inflows are, well, inflows yesterday were around 7,800. So I think we're ahead of the curve right now. Definitely not out of the danger zone or whatever, I guess. As long as we have water up on the floodgates, it's not good, but we're sure moving in the right direction.
Well, I tell you what, I know Nick McNamara worked hard here to keep people informed here in my absence here, but coming back here this weekend and to this scenario versus what it could have been potentially here, you know, I think a lot of people are really happy about how the levels are looking and, you know, maybe just kind of what we're looking at here for the future.
Well, I think the key is that June is probably the highest month of the year for us to get rainfall. So we have to keep that in mind as the lake starts to drop. I can look back at 93. We had a couple of times where the lake actually dropped and then rose back up. I don't want to say that's going to happen this time, but Mother Nature is the one that actually makes all the changes. And right now she's moving in the right direction. We've got sun and scattered forecast for rain, hit and miss through the weekend. But nothing as far as a long-term potential for heavy rain.
Pat, I understand that there was some talk about potentially seeing the evacuation order lifted out at the River Pond area at the state park. Has there been any motion on that?
I think it's probably going to come off. I know the state parks is talking about moving their cabins back in. The road, I think, is going to open down to the state parks today. I know K-13 is going to open up and allow traffic across the dam. They hadn't been open for a year, so I think those things are in the works. I think the key is that Todd and the group down there at Wildlife and Parks has to move everything back in that they moved out. So I think they're trying to get that back in and get some camping down below.
And even once it opens up again, there's a lot of work that needs to be done out there. I understand access to the public will probably be restricted, at least in certain areas, certain times, by the Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, just because there's a lot of debris out there. I've seen photos on social media of all sorts of branches and bark and just random stuff that's strewn around just because of all the water levels that were out there.
There is. Well, it's that way all the way around the lake, not just below the lake. We have lots of people that live in the Tuttle Cove area with lots of drift and debris in their yards and on their property. And then, of course, farther up the lake, we still have roads that are closed because of the lake.
You know, one thing I was thinking here this morning, a lot of people like to draw comparisons between this year and 1993 because it's the only 2 years it's gotten this high. But how would you say technology has helped you guys in preparing here this year specifically and being able to manage it as well as you have?
Well, we have a lot more technology. We have we have LIDAR data, which gives us topography, and it's pretty much up to date. I know the city and the county have both bought LIDAR products that go on our GIS. We have more gauges. We have electronic gauges now, where in 93 we had to, had people going out reading manual or static gauges. And I remember one time in 93 where the person that did that went on vacation and didn't have anybody to do that. So some of the stream data, the inflows, we had no idea about.
Goodness.
And just noticing, I'm sure many people in the public are thinking about this as I noticed driving in. I still see some of these barricades set up on certain roadways out in the Northview area. And as I understand, that's just precautionary still. Don't want to give the wrong impression that those are any immediate risk or anything like that. Those are there just because you set them up. And, if things start to rise again, you have them in place and they're ready to go if you need to shut down roadways.
Right. We have our would call it our game plan that we use as we ramp things up and as we deploy things, and it worked really good for us, and we just haven't got to that point yet where we deployed those, because we'll take them back down about that same time as we get the lake elevation. So most of those are triggered off of lake elevations and or outflows.
What would be your advice right now to people that live in the floodplain here? You mentioned we're not out of the woods yet here, so kind of just maybe being cautiously aware here.
Well, Mike, as the lake came up, I talked to lots of groups of people, and of course to you folks on the radio here, and one of my key triggers was at 11:28. That kind of puts us in a different phase at the lake. So I used that as we came up, as people should be more cognizant of what's going on and start taking precautionary measures. And I really, I would suggest people use that as you go back down. Once it gets to 11:28, then we have, several days, weeks, of notice as if it was to go back up again. So I think I'm going to stick by that number right now and think there's a different level of precautionary measures we have to take when it's below that level. Of course, gets below 11:16, then it gets off the gates. That's another level where, people can breathe a little better and start moving stuff back in, and farmers start planting stuff in around the lake. There's some things like that that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I know it was a wet month of May. I think it was a record for precipitation. Do you happen to have any idea how much rain we did see here in the month of May?
I remember seeing somebody, and I don't know if it was all the way through May or just part of May, but it was at least 10 inches of rain in different places.
Okay.
And it's important to note, we mentioned earlier about K-13 opening back up, but that might bring out some folks who want to check out the levels, see releases and the like, but that's not there are certain areas people are being directed to. They don't want people to stop on K-13 or walk along K-13 and check it out. They want them to go to specific locations rather than, put themselves in harm's way walking along a pretty busy roadway there.
Well, that's true. And they kind of had to run of the mill here for a couple weeks, being able to walk clear across the dam, but right now, with traffic moving at traffic speed, I wanted to make sure that people were safe. So there are viewing areas that people can use. I think as the lake gets lower, I think you'll see that broaden up and those parking areas open up again. But right now, there's just certain areas that people can go to view.
And we do have that information on our website, newsradiokman.com. But just to mention for those listening at home, Observation Point, the Spillway Overlook, Spillway Cycle Area, and Outlet Park are all areas people are directed to go to if you want to see any of the water coming out or just check out the locations and things like that.
Now, one of the things I'd want to remind people, if you look at the way the lake's stepping down, The reason they step down in those 4,000 or 5,000 cubic feet increments is because the river banks tend to give way if they lower that too fast. So we want to send caution out to those people that are trying to get close to the river. Some of the creeks that are it back up on, as this water drops down, as the outflow drops down, those banks could easily cave off and you could fall into the river. So stay away from those.
And that's not any type of water you want to fall into. Just I mention this every time we talk about it, but that stuff can be contaminated. I've seen it firsthand out at the Labor Day flood of Wildcat Creek, just the amount of the muck that ended up out there. You don't want to fall in that stuff. You don't want to be in there, let alone the debris.
That's exactly right. You just don't even know what's in some of that, and I think as the other thing, as the lake outflow comes down, I think you'll probably see some of the boat ramps open up on the Kansas River too. They had those closed because of the high flows.
And that's also a kind of a good segue into the dangers of heading out on the lake right now in any type of boats or canoe or the like. Not recommended, and in the wrong areas, you could definitely get in some trouble too.
Right, and I don't think any of the boat ramps are open around the lake. I know there's still debris coming down the river, and that was probably our biggest concern. People putting kayaks in or whatever, and then you have trees coming down the river, so. As it falls and as the lake outflow goes down, I think you'll probably see more of those open up.
All right, very good. Well, I know we have some chances here for some rain here this week. They're not great chances here, but overall here, what do you expect the next week will look like here for Tuttle Creek? Do you have any sort of projection?
Well, there's two models out there they're looking for the nearest rainfall in the future. And it looks like the biggest chance is for it to go south of us, which is good for Tuttle Creek. It's bad for those people that are flooding down south. There is one model that shows it going up in toward Lincoln, so that would be in our basin.
Okay, and that, is that, what, later this week here?
Yes.
Okay.
Pat, have you been following along with how things are flowing with the Missouri River and, you know, particularly with Waverly?
Well, the Waverly's been staying full, and it seems like the Corps has been bumping it up because those five big lakes clear up the north end of that are starting to get snow melt now. So they're almost full, and each one of those has to go through another one to get down through there. So like Gavin's point, it's been bumping up. I think it's a 75,000 or 80,000 now outflow. Between that and, of course, Kansas and all the other flows we have, it's been keeping Waverly pretty full. And then you go on down to, like, Herman, where Truman dumps in. Truman's been dumping a lot of water, too. So that's filling it up when it gets down towards St. Louis.
You know, I was out of town this last week, and I saw a lot of the snow-capped mountains out in the Rockies here. How much of that flows into Gavin's Point there, or where does it come from here?
Well, it goes clear up almost into Montana, the North Dakota, South Dakota. There's points of that the north end of the basin that go way up in there.
Gotcha. Okay. Well. That's something we'll keep our eyes on here because, you know, a lot of that snowmelt is going to come down here eventually as it warms up this summer. So, well, Pat, we all appreciate how well you've kept us informed here in the last couple weeks. So continue to look forward to hopefully seeing those levels go down and you know, conditions improving here, hopefully, in the Manhattan area.
Oh, yeah, and anytime you need to give us any information, I keep saying it, and Dave said it, our air is your air when you need it, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, and I tell you what, the people in Manhattan and Riley County have just been great. They've taken our the right precautionary measures, done what we need to do, and I think overall, I think it's really kept everybody safe. So, my hat goes out to them.
As much as I like hanging out with you and seeing you, Pat, I hope I don't have to do a news conference with you again before you retire.
Hey, I agree. Next April, we'll find out.
All righty. Is that a public announcement?
Right now it's April 1st if I can get the radio system done.
Okay, good luck with that.
All right.
All right, our thanks again to Pat Collins here. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Raleigh County Commissioner John Ford. He'll have County Councilor Clancy Holman, Greg McHenry also joining us on the program.
Moving up on 10 a.m., the GMCF Community Hour, Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation, and Homestead on the way.